The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back. It's a Chickies Monday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, biggest win of the year. Most convincing against the Giants. Your thoughts?
Victory! Come on, damn it, let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly.
As the world is watching, after the worst performance of his career last week,
yep,
on a Victory Monday, the world was watching Ike Reese. The countdown was on. We all thought it as the clock hit zero on the game yesterday. What is Ike's victory going to be like? And my friend, you came through for all of us.
All right, there we go.
That is a primetime player right
there. There we go.
That is a primetime player.
And
yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Yes, sir.
I left a little bit more for a bigger victory. I'm just saying, for a bigger victory down the road.
Come on, it's just the Giants.
Yeah, come on. Man.
Scum of the earth.
That was more about me redeeming
it
myself
was.
Last week.
Yeah.
And totally. You did. You did redeem yourself. We are at Chickies and Pete's, as we are on every Victory Monday. Well,
Talk
every Monday as well. Well, I mean.
Now, let me get in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I was going to wait.
Let me get in
I
here.
I just wanted you to get in.
Let me get in
get
here.
Get in there.
Listen.
Yeah.
I hate to be the guy. That guy.
Ooh.
I'm rarely that guy.
What is
that? I'm going to be that guy today.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that guy today. I told you this thing had been building for a few weeks. What you saw yesterday.
Told you so, guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. I hate to be that guy, but I got to be that guy today.
All right.
Because this thing has been building. And yesterday, forget about the opponent. I don't care about that. Guess what, Spike?
Yes.
Fritzy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know who the opponent is?
Yourself.
There you go.
Mm. Like a true athlete, Spike.
It's ourself. That's who the opponent has been. And I thought yesterday they finally overcame themselves. Wasn't a flawless game. We'll comb through the game. Listen, they have their two or three series of lapses every game where things are just going to stall out.
Sure.
I mean, Jalen took a sack yesterday. I was throwing stuff at the TV, yelling at it. Are you serious? I mean, how far are you going to run backwards?
Was it 20 yards?
Yeah, just
yards,
give up on the play, bro.
Yep, yep,
but,
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that doesn't deter me or distract me. From what I saw from the running game, finally, let's start with the running game. Finally. What is the second player of the game, Saquon, to the house?
Yep.
Finally, we got a chance to see that, right? So I'm great with that. The running game has been sort of working its way to that. We'll get into the under the center, all of that stuff. We'll get into the nuts and bolts and the X's and O's. We'll get into that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just saying I was excited about the running game yesterday. Tank Bigsby, I mean, what looked to be a wasted trade a month ago, the guy can't even field kickoffs. Hurting the team. Well, you saw what he's really best at. That's at running the football.
Howie, the luckiest GM on earth.
And as a as a complimentary running back, if you follow the league, we all knew Tank Bigsby was a good running back in Jacksonville.
Sure.
Solid. Nothing great, but if he's gonna be your complimentary back,
yep.
then that's what he's going to be. Problem was, we miscasted him as a kickoff return guy.
Wasn't good at that.
And that didn't work.
No.
Got that going. Offense, give Kevin Petullo some credit. Give him some credit. Make sure the praise is just as loud as the criticism was. Mm-hmm. Kevin Petullo, over the last, really since the season has begun, he's really just, he's been building towards this. And whether it's the chemistry, the continuity, all these things, an understanding, everybody being on the same page, it's starting to come together. Understanding what, putting pieces in the right place, and then the execution from the offense. So the offense has looked better over the last month. We can agree with that. I want to give Kevin Petullo his credit for that. We'll give Jalen all his credit. No, I want to make sure I give the offensive coordinator his credit for what the offense has looked like. They've continued to evolve. And then Jalen Hurts yesterday, I thought, had another solid performance, made plays when needed to be made, take care of the football. You know, listen, the tush push, we'll get into that. We were fortunate on the tush push play where they quote unquote blew the whistle before the play was dead.
Sure.
Whatever. We were fortunate there. But I thought Jalen, another adequate, efficient football game. It was great to see the offense just operate. It's great to see just the offense operate. And this is the first time they look like the 2024 Super Bowl champion Eagle offense. Yesterday was the first time they looked like that.
I agree.
There's something to be said about that. I think they had their most total yards.
They did.
They scored their highest amount of points, right?
It's the first time they've outgained an opponent this year.
First time they outgained an opponent?
Yep.
It's starting to come together. Gets me excited for the second half of the season. And we got a tough schedule coming up. But I'm excited about what we can be. I got to be honest with you. Forget about what I predicted. For the first time this year, from a feeling standpoint, what I feel inside of me, we can go back-to-back. That's what I felt after yesterday's game. If we can do this, we can go back-to-back.
215-592-9494.
Right, it's going to be a good Monday.
Well, yeah, it is.
I felt the same thing
it's
watching
gonna be a good
it.
Monday, yeah.
In that of the 8 games they played this year, this was the first time I've watched the Eagles and said, "Oh, that team can win the Super Bowl."
Right.
You know, even in the wins, and I know we convinced ourselves in the close wins and things like, and I know it was just the Giants yesterday, but it was just the Giants 2 weeks ago
who dominated them.
and they went in there and it was not just the offense. It felt like it was the first time that we were watching the entire team look like the 2024 Eagles team. I thought they were tough on defense. They finally got to the quarterback,
yeah.
And they did so. It was Jalen Hurts getting to the quarterback. It was Jalen Carter getting to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. They were tackling tough, you know, like they were. And Jaxson Dart's a good player, but they were making life difficult on him.
Yep.
It was the first time this year where we didn't have to blitz to get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. We were getting to the quarterback just with normal pressure. And from offense, it just that's the prototype right there for the Philadelphia
that's what
Eagles
you want.
Is to be able to run the football.
The blueprint.
It is the blueprint. And then it allows Jalen to go in there and make plays and be efficient and throw the ball 20 or 25 times, however many times they throw it, but do it in a productive way, in a productive, to quote Jack, meaningful way with big chunks of yardage to get touchdowns. And he spread the ball around. And you know, Devontae had his 6 catches, but Goddard had catches. It was only, I think he only had 25 or 30 yards, but Saquon had 4 catches as well, you know, spreading the ball around. I just thought from an entire team perspective, the offense looked good. And it showed on offense when the Eagles are best, it is when they are running the football effectively.
Yeah.
And to give Kevin Petullo a little bit of credit as well, not just the center, which we've beaten to death.
Yep.
Last week we saw the first time we've seen the 6 offensive linemen thing. And they did it even more. I think they did it on almost 20% of the snaps. And at a certain point, they had to look at ourselves and say, we are not getting it done. I know we have all this talent on the offensive line.
We got to adjust.
But it's not getting it done.
Yeah.
We're not getting it done. We're going to have to adjust, and they adjusted. So it was an exciting game to watch just because they were putting their foot on the team's throat. Every time that it looked like the Giants could get back into it, right? Because they answered right away.
They hung in there.
But every time they answered, the offense came in, and went and put another score up on the board and just said, you know what, you're gonna have to score 40 points to beat us today. And I thought it was a great game for the Eagles. And we haven't mentioned his name at all, but a credit to Nick Sirianni. Because, you know, in the last 2 years, there have been opportunities for this team to unravel. You know, and if they do, he's going to get blamed for it. And if they don't, he should get credit for it as well. If he's not going to call plays, that is what he is in charge of. He is in charge of the culture, in charge of the leadership, those sorts of things. So I think we have to give him credit as well.
I agree.
Jack, anything?
Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
2 touchdowns.
Welcome back, Saquon.
Plus 500.
All right.
110 yards rushing.
Jackie Rozier.
125 yards rushing. Closed it out with 150. It was a good football Sunday.
No,
I told you guys on Friday.
Chauncey Fritz.
I told you guys on Friday. Run the ball.
Run the ball.
They still can do it. They still can do it. They're back.
Listen. I thought yesterday would be a day where Saquon could have established himself.
Wasn't it nice to see the 68-yard run?
Are you kidding me?
I thought to myself, there it is.
Yes, sir. Where have you been? Where have you been? We've been missing you all year long.
And undefeated in the Kelly Greens, 5-0.
We already know.
Go back to it.
Listen, they're a different allegiance, you know, amongst the offense as we root for the entire offense and the Eagles team. One thing that's universal is 26.
Everybody loves 26.
Yeah, you're damn right. Everybody loves 26.
Well, that's what I said last week when I called him Saint Saquon, because nobody says anything bad about Saquon.
Nope, can't say anything bad about Saquon, and I'll fight you to death.
And one more piece of credit. Saquon, one more piece of credit. Will Shipley, kick return game.
Oh, yeah.
Kick return game's been dreadful all year as we put a guy back there.
We got Bigsby out of there. And shout out to Bigsby. Got 100 yards yesterday, which is not really a good kickoff returner.
Well, and he had never done it. I don't know why they traded for him to do it. It's pretty weird. But Will Shipley was great returning kicks. And that field position's a big deal, you know? So.
No, seriously. I mean, listen, the exciting whites have been low, man.
Yes.
They needed something to get them going. Coop got robbed out of a sack, forced fumble a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Reed Blankenship out here getting cooked like
we needed something.
Chicken breast.
Yeah.
We needed something to go on. And Will Shipley yesterday, we needed that.
Absolutely.
We needed that.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off, as always. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, baby. Hey, don't look now, but I know somebody that got more touchdowns than Baker Mayfield. QBR, higher passer rating. Hey, Big Nav, don't ever come on my radio station talking about Dak no MVP.
Oh, yeah, we're going to ask him about that today.
I know you weren't here today. Don't do it. Don't do it. Cowboy Jim, don't do it, baby, because we back. Man, Saquon Barkley. He's back, man. Tank Bigsby. I mean, like Ike said, we knew he could play, but hey, I didn't know he could run like this. Nah, he was dragging boys yesterday. Get off. Man, what was it? Second and 31?
We didn't see A.J. Dillon.
Second and 31? Hurst took a dumb play running back. Man, Bigsby said, man, watch this. He's dragging cats. Get off me. Get off. I'm like, what? Defense showed up. Number 58, Jalen Hunt. Hey, imagine being number 58 and your last name being Hunt, baby. Hey, Jalen Hunt, you finally showed up. Welcome to the party, because I was worried last week. I said we gave you the keys to the Ferrari too soon. I might have been wrong. You know what? Go ahead. You can grab the Porsche too, baby, after yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Jackson Dart wasn't dancing yesterday. He wasn't doing all that dancing and all that. Where was all that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we showed up. Kevin Petullo, I see you doing. You doing pop passes. You got Xavier Gibson coming on doing a pop pass. You know what I'm saying? Running play action, handoff, man, and then Hurst in the pocket. Put my man in the MVP race. Listen, man. First of all, Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is disqualified. If Saquon can't win the MVP, Jonathan Taylor, you're disqualified.
Let me ask you this. I almost think
Saquon, I would have hoped Saquon would open the door for something like people thinking about Jonathan Taylor should maybe win the MVP.
Well, McCaffrey should have opened the door.
That's cool. That's cool. But, hey, they didn't give it to him, so he can't get it.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? My boy on 15-1, and he ain't even getting no route. All them touchdowns y'all been crying about for years. Ain't had one. When last time he had a tush push touchdown? You know what I'm saying?
It's
this
been a
boy
while.
In a pocket. This boy in a pocket.
Yeah, he's playing real quarterback now.
Who
wants
some?
Yeah.
Who wants some? Hey, man, Dallas Goedert. Hey, my boy looked like he wanted an extension. We about
Seriously?
To trade him. It's the best season of his career. My boy out there doing this. Hey,
remember,
man,
Elliott was trying to trade him all offseason.
Exactly. Seven
hey,
touchdowns.
Look. Yeah. Look, I got y'all. Look, Draymond Jones, the trade is on the way. I'm letting y'all know.
Who
it's coming
Draymond?
In the hall.
Who
the hell is Draymond Jones?
Oh,
you
know Miami, I think.
The guy on the Warriors?
He played with the Titans.
What does he play?
I think he's an edge on Miami, isn't he?
He on the Titans.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know.
Draymond Jones.
Is he a Buckeye?
Hey, don't worry about that. All I'm saying is
okay,
that.
There it is.
All
yeah,
I'm telling
course.
You is that he on the way, baby. Go back!
Yeah. You don't ever have to ask,
is he a Buckeye?
Is he a Buckeye? I know.
Yeah.
Should have known the answer. Now, we got to start looking at the Patriots roster.
I'll stop.
We'll get to that in a minute. Not yet. Not yet. Don't do the show before the show. Well, I guess it is the show, but not yet. Not yet. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
Come on, Yoshi.
My man, Spike, Big Ice, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday. What's poppin', fellas?
What's up, boo?
Hey, oh, God.
How you doing 2-0 over the weekend, baby? Let's not let Ike get in between us. Ike said
oh, balls.
You
I don't want to get between y'all. Yeah,
holy
y'all.
God.
You hater. You hate her. I heard you on Friday. Let's not
yeah,
let,
hear
let,
me
let's
every
not
day.
Do this.
Hear
let's
me
not
every
do this
day.
With Yoshi. Let's not
That's
do
right.
this with Yoshi.
I'm trying to save you and us.
What is that voice you just did, by the way?
Hey, man, it ain't physical, bro. What's name? It's just emotional. It's just
yeah.
emotional. Come on
yep.
now. Put your head in the right place, all right? Pause.
Nope.
Anyway.
That's wrong show.
Hey, man. I feel good today. What's name? We got our lick back. It ain't nothing better than watch your backups come in before the 2-minute warning and take victory formation. Hey, Corey, you said 15-1. You got to say it right. 70% passing, 15 tutties to one INT in the first 8 games, and only 2 people ever did it. That's Mr. Boring Drew Brees. Only 2 people ever did it in NFL history. That boy back. Hey, man, 150, 104. Tank Bisbee can't field a daggone kickoff, but he can tote that ball. The boy had almost 800 yards last year as the second daggone running back in Jacksonville. He can tote that ball now. Hey, when Mulata come up here this week, he can say it with pride. One block away, finally it hit, baby, and it hit more than one time because Saquon was out. I mean, zoom, 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 zoom. It was a great game to watch, man. Spike, you and killed another fantasy player. Prayers go out to Scatterboo. Scatterboo, what's the name? Man,
Scatterboo, yeah.
Boy.
It's the worst fantasy injury season in history. I'm
man,
about
you,
to give
pour
up.
Pour one out for him.
Wow.
Yeah, you're killing everybody. I just love yesterday. That team had balance. It was fluidity to the team out there yesterday. And I love the way Tom Brady just gushes over Jalen. He roots for him.
That's why everybody in the fan base loves Tom Brady right now because he gushes over Jalen.
Yeah, everybody forgets.
He
cheated against
Jaylen,
us.
Man.
He stole a Super Bowl from us.
No one remembers that at this point.
Hey,
it was almost 30 years ago.
He stole one from him, but we beat him up and took one back. So we all good.
That's right. There you go.
Talk to me, Irie. Talk to me, man. And bam. Love you, boy, but I don't know what you're looking at, man. Jalen Hunt had a good game, but them two picks ain't never coming to fruition.
No two picks.
Hey, Irie's on the way out the door. Give me my nut roll, baby.
Yes,
Victory.
Sir. Victory.
You know, it had – and Jordan will be here at 6 for the Jordan Mailata show at 6 and the Players Lounge, of course, at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. Had to feel good for the offensive line yesterday push people around. I mean, an entire season of beating the crap out of people and being really the key, as well as Saquon played last year. That last season was an offensive line season.
Yeah.
And to come in here with largely the same personnel, only missing one guy, to come in here and have the season go as difficult as it's gone for them must have been frustrating, you know? And yesterday, to be able to not have 100-yard running back, but 200-yard running backs with a backup center, Brett Toth. They have to give Brett Toth credit. It must have just felt really good for the offensive line yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure for the whole Stoutland University, that includes coach and his players alike, you know, they take pride in being sort of the face of the Philadelphia Eagles when we talk about the physicality, when we talk about playing as a unit, playing as a team, playing unselfishly, playing for the guy next to you, playing with the guy next to you. That's what the offensive line has always resembled. And to have that standard of excellence, that's what they have set as a standard, and it led to a championship. And to not play at that level to this point in the season, I'm pretty sure it was pretty frustrating for them.
Sure.
I'm sure. They take pride in it, and it's hard to sort of every week try to figure out ways to express that frustration while also trying to express encouragement and belief that we're striving for the same thing and trying to get better. We acknowledge that we aren't playing as well as we should, but believe me, we're close, and we're working at it. And so to finally see the fruits of their labor, yesterday is one of those games I'm sure they take a ton of pride in, because quite frankly, listen, they've set the standard for what it has been. And we know the running game hasn't been what everyone has expected, including them, what they expect.
Sure.
You see what can happen if you give the running backs just a little bit of daylight. This is what they can
do. It's game over. They're unbeatable if they can run the ball.
This is what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And to your point about them expressing confidence, you know, we talk to Jordan every week, and when he was saying we're close, we got to a point last week where I asked him, is there a moment where you say you're close and maybe you don't believe it anymore, right? You know? And I'm sure they were confident, but I'm also sure it had to feel good to get one of those games, you know, under their belt.
Oh, yeah, because listen, when you are at this thing, and we talk about sticking to the process, I know it sometimes sounds like lip service, but it's really not lip service. It truly is what the DNA and the makeup of great teams, great businesses, great organizations are made of. Is sticking to the process.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a proven formula already. Don't deviate from that.
Right.
That was the thing that was frustrating about the potential discourse coming out of the locker room, is that it's still early enough that you guys don't have to abandon the process. Just keep working at it, and you're going to get to where we all want to be. You've shown us that already. But the moment you start doing the other things, it takes your attention away from the main thing. And what you're seeing is this team, for the most part, is focused on that, and they all are working to get better. And that's why this team is getting better. I said this a couple weeks ago. I'd rather be a team that's trending in the right direction of getting better versus a team that looks like they peaked early in the season, week 4, week 5, week 6.
Yeah.
You're playing your best football now, because now you got to maintain that football for the next 12 weeks. I'd rather assent to that. And that's what the Eagles are doing, much like they did last year.
Especially when you can do it with a good record. You know,
as long as you're winning.
As long as you have wins.
It's difficult when you're getting the losses and they pile up. But here's the thing that I'll tell you. And I use the Chiefs as a reference point. Their last couple of seasons, well, last year, even though the record looked great, people were still doubting them. And they only lost one game last year. But it didn't look good. The couple of years prior to that, they got off to a slow start, and they got better at the end of the year. Teams that have that type of success every year, they know how to stick to the process. That's where the Eagles are now. That's why they can't deviate from the process. Stick to it.
215-592-9494. Are you back? Are you back? Seems like the Eagles are back. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Birds at the bye week back at Chickies next Wednesday, November 5th. WIP broadcasting all morning, all afternoon, supporting the Travis Mannion Foundation. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. 2:30 Tupac, of course, every day. 5:30 Creed. Jordan Mailata show at 6. Players Lounge here at 7.
Wanna wish going deep into the crates right there, Spike.
They're going
deep into the crates.
Is that West Coast or is that East Coast?
That's West Coast.
All right, good. I can tell. Yeah. I can tell. Jack,
do you know what deep into the crates means?
I assume it's something like deep into the bag.
Yeah, but close, but yeah. What do you think?
Is it like a 90s reference?
Like
a milk,
80s,
like a milk crate?
No. Well, close. You can use a milk crate for it, actually.
Okay. Yes.
But what are you going deep into the crate to get?
The record.
Yeah.
So they used to keep the records in the crates.
That's so cute of you guys.
Yeah.
See, growing up in a real generation, we used to have it downloaded from LimeWire.
Yeah, a bunch of losers. That's why you guys don't appreciate music, because you got it all for free.
Yeah, no, we don't appreciate anything.
Congratulations to my high school buddy Smoke. Got married to Naya yesterday.
There you go.
My friend Dwayne, who I hadn't
welcome
seen
to the it, club, Smoke, Naya.
Well, it's his third one, right?
No, it's two.
Okay.
It's two.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
I mean, I can't believe you're doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you can't tell him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I found out my friend Dwayne from high school listens every day, so what's up? A funny moment at the party. So we're at the table that we're at, and it's me, four high school buddies, and wives and girlfriends, and then two other guys I didn't recognize.
Okay.
And one of the guys looks over at the table, and he's like, this is going to be the party table. And he points at me, and he goes, that's the guy that's going to put it over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at Val, and I go, he doesn't know me at all.
I'm bringing this party down.
I am not the party guy.
Nope.
You're going to have to look elsewhere, my friend.
Did you dance?
A little bit.
Whoa!
A little bit.
That's getting a little freaky.
I asked Val if she wanted to dance more. She said no.
Whoa!
Maybe she saw me dancing and she said no.
She cut it off.
Yeah.
Your 50s are going to be great for dancing.
Oh yeah. I'm going to get back in the game. I think the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Has the Eagles running game arrived, or is it just 1 week? That is the Twitter question.
It's a good question.
Yeah. Now,
I certainly need to see it more than just 1 week to say that it's arrived.
They did have a successful first drive in the previous game.
Yeah.
You know, but then Minnesota changed their defense a little bit. They weren't able to adjust. But then Jalen was able to have a really good game after that. But this is definitely, I mean, if you look at the eight games this season, this is the game.
No, it's by far that this is their best rushing performance, and it's probably the best.
It's the best offensive.
Yeah, I was going to say the best even the offensive line has looked. So can they keep this going? You got a tough task coming up over the next three or four games. You're talking about Lions, Green Bay, Cowboys, and Chicago. So, you know, I think the more we see it, the better we feel about the running game sort of being back. Like it took more than just one game for the passing game to be back.
Right. We can't just say the running game's back.
It took more than one
And the poll reflects that. Just 1 week, 52%. They've arrived 48%. So before we get back to the phones, there were more updates this weekend on the A.J. Brown trade or no trade situation. So there were two things I thought of note. First of all, Diana Rossini talked to Jeffrey Lurie at the fall owners meetings and asked him directly about it. I believe she asked him, if A.J. Brown came to you and requested a trade, what would you do? And Jeffrey Lurie essentially said, we are going to do what's best for the team. So he didn't say under no circumstances are we not trading A.J. Brown. He just said, we're going to do what's best for the team. That is the ultimate goal of the Philadelphia Eagles, do what's best for the team. Then Adam Schefter has a report. And I think you got to look a little deeper into the report. So the headline is, Eagles not expected to trade A.J. Brown before the deadline. I think the line in here that is probably the most meaningful is the Eagles would be willing to listen to any trade offer, but sources believe Philadelphia would not be willing to part with Brown for anything less than a blockbuster offer, which is not expected to be forthcoming.
Right.
So I would trade A.J. Brown. I know you have to get into the what are they getting for him. But I think we're sort of at the point, and I know how great he is. I get it. I would rather he be here than not be here. I would rather we don't have the conversation, to be honest with you. But, like, at a certain point in Buffalo, the Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen thing was about Josh Allen. It was about we are going to make life easier on you, even though we're going to let go of a talented player. And I just think of this is not go. The problem with not trading him, I understand he's talented. I understand he helps the team on the field in a talent way. But this is not going away. If getting him the ball doesn't make it go away, I just think we're going to be dealing with this every single week. And I think about Jalen. And I just, if you're the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, I think it is, I know you're taking away a weapon, but for Jalen Hurts to have to deal with this every single week, to have to go on the field every single week, and while he's making his reads and thinking about who he's going to throw it to, there's just no doubt that it has to be in your mind somewhere. And I just think at a certain point, the talent of A.J. Brown and the other nonsense, there's a balance you have to weigh. And it doesn't seem like – it seems like he is reluctant to let the nonsense go away. He had four catches for 120 yards and two touchdowns last week, and we still got the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you have to worry about what you're going to get back. And I know, and this, in a certain way, was a message, I think, to teams that we'll do it, but you're going to have to knock us over with an offer.
Right.
And if we want to win the Super Bowl this year, it sounds crazy to say that I think you might be giving yourself a better chance trading him than not trading him, just because of the position you're going to put your quarterback in, which is, I think, a more free, a position for him to thrive, even without AJ. But I think they should seriously, seriously, seriously think about it.
So there's two angles here you got to look at with this.
Yep.
From this report and everything else. Diana Rossini's questioning that she presented to Jeffrey Lurie.
Yep.
So I'll look at it from the Eagles standpoint first and foremost. Of course I'm not trading A.J. Brown. Like, if I'm trying to win the Super Bowl this year, I have no interest in trading one of our best players. Mm-hmm. Our job is to acquire talent, not get rid of talent. That's not what we do as a football team. We're all about trying to put the best football team we can on the field. There's no way in 2025 you're a better team without A.J. Brown, if you're the Eagles. And that's yesterday withstanding.
Yeah.
I was excited about seeing yesterday, and that's awesome, but that ain't winning the Super Bowl.
It's not. It was still the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at 2025, A.J. Brown is here from an Eagle standpoint. You just got to figure out how do you work through whatever, I don't know, discord or uncomfortable feeling that AJ may have right now. I don't know. Like it's the whole AJ Brown angle of this, they know better than we do because we're on the outside. They get to speak directly with him. They get to look into his eyes and decide whether or not he's being honest about he's happy being an Eagle. He wants to be here. He wants to be a part of what they're doing. And they can believe that. And they and I guess what is his motive here?
Right? In doing what he's doing.
And doing what he's doing, how he's going about his business. Everybody else seems to be pulling in one direction, and AJ seems to have his own sort of thing going on. And this is where, as an organization, you have to look at this and say, this isn't something that's affecting the entire team at this point. We can't allow that to happen. So it really boils down to the other angle of this thing as to what does AJ want?
Right, because I was going to ask you that.
That's the other part of this. One thing is the Eagles angle, and then it becomes what does AJ ultimately want?
Because I was going to ask you, if you found out, let's just say yourself, you didn't tell anybody, but you found out personally that AJ Brown had asked for a trade.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
What would your view on it be at that point? Because I sort of feel like without asking for it, he's asking for it.
Yeah.
You know, so if
Does he know he's asking for it? Or is he trying to vent? Like is he venting? What is he venting about? Does he really want to leave? Or is he frustrated with something else? Like, maybe he's confused. I don't know. I truly don't know. I wish I felt more like instead of just a casual, this is my home, I'm an Eagle, that your actions spoke more to I'm in unison with what everybody else is doing. We're on the same page. There's no undermining. There's no subtweeting. There's none of that stuff going on. We're all about encouraging one another.
Here's the interesting
thing,
right?
That's why I wish I felt more coming from AJ.
Right. For a guy who has no problem posting on Twitter and no problem posting on Instagram, and there's all these trade rumors, it would be very easy for AJ to get on one of those platforms and go, I don't want to get traded. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Yeah.
But he didn't, you know. So maybe it's just coming off of yesterday, and I'm looking and I'm going, man, they all look like it was working fine.
Well, yeah, but you know what often happens also in that, because I think a lot of people felt that way.
Yeah,
a lot of people felt that way, including probably AJ.
Right.
Well, now you get a dose of reality.
There's life after AJ.
This thing gonna keep rolling without me.
Right. Right. Right.
This thing gonna keep rolling without me. You're gonna go ahead, like if you're sitting there, you're watching your team, and you're saying to yourself, "Well, I'm irreplaceable. Team needs me. I need to be more part of the offense. Yada yada, all this other stuff." And then you see your team go out there and do what they did. Yeah, part of that is you looking in the mirror as well and saying, they look pretty good out there.
Yeah. Do I want to be part of this or not?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, what's the deal? Like, that's a decision on him. Again, if AJ wants to be an Eagle, he's going to be an Eagle. If AJ wants to push to not be an Eagle and push that he's not happy here, and he's not on board with everyone in the building, not with some, with everyone, and that includes QB1.
Yeah, because
it starts and finishes with him.
Yeah.
I don't care how you slice it.
Yeah.
It starts and finishes with QB1. He's the face of the franchise.
He's the quarterback.
Nothing moves without him. As simple as that.
I cannot remember in the history of the world a team ever choosing a wide receiver over a quarterback.
And nor should they.
No. Because
especially if you're a winning quarterback, if you win football games.
Right.
If you're losing, they'll get rid of you because you're not doing anything to help win. But if your team is winning at the success rate this team wins football games and plays in the postseason, why would anybody get rid of their quarterback?
And if that's what he thinks is going to happen.
Why would anybody get rid of their quarterback?
If that's what he thinks is going to happen, that ain't going to happen.
And
nor should it.
And nor should nor it should. Happen.
Yeah.
Nor should it happen. So either you got to be on board with everything that's going on, and we'll try to make it better. We'll keep working to make it better, to make the passing game better, trying to get you involved, all those things. We'll continue to do that, but you got to see the bigger picture of, guess what? You think Michael Irvin didn't want the ball more?
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
Of course he did. Michael Irvin's a three-time Super Bowl champion. It's a lot of receivers that put up greater numbers than Michael Irvin that don't know what that feels like to be a three-time Super Bowl champion.
And his name is up there with all the greats.
With all the great ones.
Yeah. He's not Jerry Rice, but he's right there with every other guy, you know.
And he's won on multiple levels.
And even when
nothing wrong with being Michael Irvin.
Well, think about the difference between Michael Irvin and Megatron. We all know Megatron was better, right? I mean, he had better numbers.
Yes.
But Michael Irvin.
T.O. was better. Randy Moss was better.
Yeah.
None of them have a championship.
Right, right.
And Michael Irvin does. Now, AJ has a championship.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is if the legacy thing is what you're really concerned about, well, you can have a legacy as a champion, not as an individual great player. You can have the legacy as a champion. Jalen Hurts is going to have a legacy as a champion. Dan Marino has a legacy of individual great play. You think Dan Marino wouldn't want to know what it feels like to be that guy to hoist up that trophy?
And give up a few thousand yards and a couple of touchdowns. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, AJ's got a decision to make.
Yeah, and it seems.
Be a part of this thing, man.
Nobody wants to hear it. Everybody wants to make it. It definitely seems personal between him and the quarterback.
I think it's personal with him.
With him to the quarterback.
Yeah, I honestly think Jalen has done a great job of not
diffusing
being affected by his nonsense. He's weathered whatever little storm was there, and he's in a comfort zone right now.
When I say
Jalen's in a comfort zone right
when I
now.
Say between him and the quarterback, I mean that is what his problem is.
Yep.
It's not getting the ball anymore. It's not Kevin Petullo. It's not Nick Sirianni. He's had multiple opportunities to make everybody think otherwise. But
be interesting to see what he's like if he's. I don't think he'll be traded. So they come back off of the bye week facing Green Bay. You got a big stretch coming up.
Yeah.
You ready to go make a run for the Super Bowl, big dog?
Right.
That's what we're trying to go do.
Yeah.
Second half of the season, put away all the nonsense. We got to get this win. We got Detroit after that. We're trying to go make a run for the Super Bowl. Are you worried about that, or are you worried about how many touches you get?
215-592-9494. Ben in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
What's going on, everybody? Happy Victory Monday.
Victory Monday.
What's up, Ben?
Go ahead. Do the Ike Victory thing.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Don't put him on the spot.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Miss my vocal cords up. Now I'm playing. Listen, that game yesterday was absolutely remarkable. And I know we've had a few wins, right? We're 6-2, a few wins. That's a little understatement, I think. This was the first game that I think was just good. It was a good game. It wasn't nail biting at the end, hoping that we, you know, can miss another block a second field goal. There was none of that. The whole game, I said, we're going to win this. And look what happened. We put up almost 40 points. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an end-to-end win. They
much needed.
Ran right through the end.
We needed that type of win.
It was the first no doubt about it win of the year. And especially given what the Giants did to him a couple weeks ago. We can say it's just the Giants from now till when the Cows come home, but it was just the Giants 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And the Giants kicked their ass 2 weeks ago, you know? And I'm glad, I hope they took it personally. And it seems like they did.
I think you're absolutely right. I hope they take it personally, too. And you know what? We've been a good team since week one, but I don't think we were a good team yesterday. I think we were a great team, and that's what I think we all want to see more of.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Appreciate the call, Ben.
For sure.
215-592-9494.
They made look good last night.
They did.
I don't know who they play next week, but believe me, they know the defending champions is coming in 2 weeks on Monday night. Yep. They know that.
Eric in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, all right. Thanks, man. Wonderful show today. Listen, you know, it's really kind of a shame that a 6-2 record at this time of the season is really good. And yet the problems that we're having with the team, it can get discouraging. So I thought about this. If I'm going to ask Ike something, but I'm going to lend my little piece of wisdom. If I had to give AJ some wisdom for what he's facing right now, I would simply say to him, to give a man the way to distract a man with a goal is to give him another one. Jalen Hurts' goal, we can see he wants another Super Bowl. You got to be blind if you don't see it. So the way to distract a man with a goal is give him another. Now, what is his goal going to be now? To settle this with AJ. That's going to be a goal. That's going to be an achievement. Don't think Jalen.
That's not a goal for Jalen. That's not a goal for Jalen.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
that's not a goal for Jalen.
I think that should be a goal for AJ.
Jalen doesn't have time to be trying to settle anything. Like, he has a football team to worry about being the leader on that side of the football. He doesn't have any personal gripes going on. This dude is trying to focus on winning football games and playing good football. It seems more like there's an issue on AJ's side than there is on Jalen's side.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But that when I say that Jalen, he has a goal, we can see it. All right? And it's just a shame that he's been distracted in this. I would say to AJ, if I could talk to him, AJ, you'll only be remembered in life for two things. The problems you solve are the ones you create. What's your choice? Thank you for my call.
I appreciate you, Eric. I'm not exactly sure what Eric's... I didn't know.
You can be remembered in life for other things.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So the trade deadline is Wednesday of next week?
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. I was just asking you.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
It could be interesting. I don't think
it'll be interesting involving AJ.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Do you see? I sort of think if they're going to get more, you probably have a better chance of getting more during the season than after the season.
I don't know. You're asking the Eagles to give up their best chance to win the Super Bowl. What type of deal would you have to offer for them to say I'd be a lesser team and basically give up a better chance of winning the Super Bowl. You're not in a better position.
Unless, and this is the thing that we don't know that you just said, unless it's more untenable than we know. Unless they're saying to themselves, even with him on the team.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. Like, it doesn't feel like he's outwardly trying to. He's doing more cryptic stuff that makes it seem like so it's trying to be subtle and subconsciously. You know what I mean? Like, if he was trying to do something overtly, the way he was trying to force something, I think you would see something different. You asked him straight right now in front of a microphone, he would say, I want to be an Eagle.
Right,
he's not
going to
tell you, I played my last game as an Eagle.
Yes, he doesn't go full T.O.
No, because that's not. I don't think that's what he really wants.
Yeah, and I also don't think that's who he really is. Yeah. I don't think that's who he is.
I think that's what he wants people to know that he's frustrated.
Yeah.
Problem is, while the team is winning, we can empathize with that frustration, but it isn't greater than the main goal, which is the team winning. So it's not going to supersede. If the team was 2-6, he would get a lot more sympathy out here. People would be outraged, get AJ the ball, quarterback stinks. This that team is 6-2. Just scored 38 points.
And he got the ball.
I know, but that goes to the whole idea. Nobody knows what he's upset about. We're just trying to surmise that it's football related. Because that's all we care about is that it's football related. From a football standpoint, this would not benefit the Eagles to trade him during the season.
215-592-9494. Talk about the Eagles' big win and the A.J. Brown situation with the trade deadline 8 days away. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, coming up around 3:15, but probably closer to 3:30. You'll hear Nick Sirianni with his day-after press conference. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.